Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware. Hello and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Aware Show. I am Lisa Garr and it's a true joy to be with you today, really to communicate messages that inspire your positive growth and change. And that is what we do on the Aware Show and have for 20 years. And I'm so excited to just hang with you this afternoon. This is sometimes the oasis of your day. Many people have told me that this is their moment of inspiration, connection with the divine, whatever it is you want to call this hour, this is yours and mine. And I really appreciate you being here. And also, I also want to tell you, in next weekend, Sunday, February 24th, I'm going to be at the Conscious Life Expo. I'm doing a live meet and greet, which is going to be super fun to say hello to you, connect with you all. This is at the Gaia Lounge. Got my show on the Gaia Network, 209 shows now on the Gaia Network. Inspirations on Gaia is my show. And I will be doing a meet and greet on Sunday, February 24th, from 1 to 1:30. And I will be joined by the fabulous Dr. Sue Mortar, and we're going to be doing a great little group exercise, which is going to be really fun, and Q&A, and just presence with each other, community with each other, which is going to be awesome. So I really, really, really look forward to seeing you there. And guess who else is going to be there? Massive celebrity. I am telling you, I'm very excited because I love the show, The Brain Games. Have you ever seen Brain Games on the Nat Geo channel? Awesome show. And joining me is the host of this incredible Emmy-nominated show, Jason Silva. He's a storyteller, filmmaker. He also has these great inspirational videos I highly recommend you checking out online called Shots of Awe, A-W-E, Shots of Awe. Received over 100 million views. I got sucked in. I started watching them. Really cool stuff. Welcome, Jason. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for that warm introduction.
Oh, I was just there in the last maybe 2 weeks ago on the coast. Isn't it amazing?
Oh, beautiful.
It always just stays the same. Sunny beaches of Mexico. It just never changes. Rains a little, and then it's beautiful again.
I mean, you know how they say that you are some of your experiences, and through a kind of almost a process of osmosis, you tend to internalize the environment in which you surround yourself with. And so I've invested a lot of my time when possible to just travel to different places, to expose myself to different cultures, to just be around novel environments whenever I can, because on top of making me feel more alive and more present, I know that they also, those places seep into my pores and they become a part of who I am, and I think that's very important.
It is, especially in the culture there. They really honor the land, and that's everywhere you go to re-honor that land. You know, I was watching your series, and of course I love Brain Games, and I was watching some of your shots of awe, which they're inspiring, and I love that somebody called you part Timothy Leary and part Neo from The Matrix. That totally nails you. Of all of these topics that you talk about, Jason, and futurism and technology and creativity and relationships, and what moves you the most? Like, what do you daydream about in your space between your space? Where does your mind go?
Yeah. Well, I remember once reading this book by a guy called David Lenson, and he was talking about this notion of what he called stewardship of internal life. So very much like that line of I am the master of my fate, I am the captain of my soul, but this kind of took that notion and pointed it inwards, in the sense that he was saying that what we really aspire to is a capacity to steward the contents of our mind, the contents of our awareness, the contents of consciousness. And if we could steward internal life, well, it gives us a sense of agency over how we feel at any given moment. you know, in an age of self-help and in an age of mental health crisis and in an age of people being depressed or anxious or unsure of what to do, like, man, if we could control our thoughts, if we could control our minds, if we could control our moods, well, my God, I mean, that's the holy grail. That's the pot of gold on the other side of the rainbow, you know?
Yes, to really manage that internal state, right? To be a steward of our internal life. Yes, yes. I've been talking a lot lately about choice, about our choice point, because sometimes we could live in a state of complaint or burden or not wanting to do the things we want to do. And I think at some point we have to kind of look at our choice point for something and really re-choose. Do you have anything in your life that you don't like that you do? Burdens, obligations.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Well, I do a lot of lecturing around the world, and I adore the lecturing. I don't necessarily adore jet lag.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily adore the pressure of having to deliver on a schedule. In other words, I don't just get to go on stage when I'm feeling it or when I'm in the zone. I have to be able to summon that at will, right?
Yes.
So it's like next week, Tuesday, 8 a.m. or 6 p.m. or whenever I'm books to give a talk, I have to be able to harness all my passion, all my creativity, and all of my capacity to show up and pull that out on cue. And that's not always easy.
Yes, very true. So where do you reach inside of Jason Silva, inside of you, where do you reach for this amazing level of inspiration or channel the divine? Where do you go in your heart of hearts?
Well, I mean, I think the answer is obvious. One has to go inward in order to summon and pull out or invoke and project what one has been thinking about, what one's expertise is, the place from which opinions sprout. You have to have the capacity to, I guess, go in, but also pull out. So it's like, how do I crack myself open? And also, the line that we often hear is, how do I get out of my own way, right? How do I overcome my own resistance, my own insecurity, my own nagging self-doubt? How do I get rid of the voice in my head so that I can be a channel or a vessel for something inside of me?
Something, you know? Yes, something to come out, something to birth inside of you. And that seems to come out in what you do. I mean, I love the brain games, because I'm a huge fan of the brain. We all have one, and we need to use them more. But the shots of awe, where do you get your inspiration for those? Over 100 million views across various social media platforms. Free to watch.
Yeah. Those videos are very much an exercise in it's a kind of freestyle. The videos are very similar to when a spoken word artist or a freestyle rapper just kind of goes in what they call the zone or a flow state, and you kind of allow yourself to free associate. So it doesn't mean not practice in what you're saying. It doesn't mean you're not an expert. It doesn't mean you don't have all that raw material, all that study under your belt. But it means that you trust yourself enough to articulate what you feel and find new connections between all of these ideas that you have archived in your head. Right, to connect the dots, to connect the threads between all these different modalities, all these different ways of thinking or seeing, and bring a unifying vision, whether I'm talking about technology or creativity. Can I find connections between different authors and their different work? You know, can I find connections between art and science, between poetry and fact? And to allow that is you have to be able to summon what's called divergent thinking. So you have to be able to connect the dots between seemingly far-reaching ideas. And that's the essence of creativity. Steve Jobs used to say creativity is just connecting things.
So
if you can go there, then that's what it's about.
Connecting it all. Well, Jason is speaking at the Conscious Life Expo on the Saturday, the 23rd at 4 o'clock. And your topic is, we are the gods now. How are we the gods from the beach on Mexico? How are we the gods now, Jason?
How are we the gods now? Well, great question. That is, I know, title for a talk. But I think, honestly, what we have are the tools to transform the world, right? We have this unique capacity to imagine things, conceive of things in our mind's eye, and then to concretize those ideas in the form of objects, in the form of various tools and technologies that we create in the world. And those tools and technologies are, in literal form, they are literally the children of our imagination. They are imagination externalized. They are imagination literalized. Go and modify the world and ourselves in a way that only God could do. So it's this capacity to conceive and create instruments that can then modify the world, the planet, and ourselves in a way that only gods, the gods of our stories and mythology, have usually been able to do. So it gives us a tremendous amount of responsibility, because for better or worse, we have the fate of the world and perhaps even of the cosmos in our hands.
Yes.
And that's what I mean by we are the gods now.
Well, I'm very much looking forward to your talk. And it's Saturday, February 23rd at 4 o'clock at the Conscious Life Expo. We're going to tell you guys how to get there. Thank you so much. Enjoy the beautiful beach of Mexico. And it's such an honor for you to be able to just take the time, a few minutes, and connect with our listeners here on the station. We so appreciate it, Jason. And hopefully I'll run into you there. Possibly.
Thank you very much. And a big hello to everyone. Thank you.
Thank you so much.